Christians in India could see more persecution in 2011. A Bible and a buck could help change the church abroad. And a Bible app hits a milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 2 years ago, thousands of Christians were displaced as radical fundamentalists burned down homes and churches in Orissa, India. While many feared the worst, Christmas 2011 was quiet. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says while it was quiet, persecution continues. He likens what's going on to disasters.
All of a sudden, the entire media is talking about that, but after 6-7 months, nobody talks about it. It all becomes normal again. The persecution is exactly the same thing. I see that no change has taken place.
Yohannan expects many more people to turn to Christ in 2011, which generally brings more persecution. He says in places where previously nobody was responding to the gospel, now they are, and the church can't keep up.
We need to set up training centers to train new workers, produce Bibles for these people. One of the biggest crises we have is to see churches established where people in the community can come and worship the Lord.
$11,000 can build a church. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, the Christmases of 2008 and 2009 brought tragedy for believers across the Democratic Republic of Congo. This holiday season, authorities were prepared for a massacre that never came. Grace Ministries Dr. Sam Vinton says,
we're thankful to the Lord that this type of problems that have been taking place in the past with people being killed and interruptions of Christmas services did not happen in any of the churches in the area of Congo where Grace Ministries International is working.
The unexpected peacefulness allowed Congolese churches to celebrate with
music and preaching and quoting of memory verses.
One service lasted 5 hours on Christmas Day as believers worshiped uninterrupted for the first time in 3 years. Pray that this peace would encourage the church in outreach.
I think that this is a time for us to rejoice, offer our prayers, and give our aid in any way possible to alleviate some of the sufferings that other Christians are going through.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian Resources International has set a goal for 2011 to ship 30% more Bibles and Christian literature to pastors around the world. CRI's Jason Wolford says more books are needed for these shipments, especially Bibles, concordances, and commentaries.
We're talking about sending out 10 sea containers at a minimum this year, and those are anywhere from a 20-foot to a 40-foot containers. So you look at that, that's anywhere from about 30,000 books per container.
You can help Christians overseas teach God's Word by sending CRI a Bible or a book and a buck for shipping.
If someone sends a Bible and a dollar along with it, that ensures that not only will we have the Bible here, but we can get it into the hands of those pastors that are in need. And we have 2 containers that are going to India, 1 to Congo, 1 to Liberia. Just here in the next couple of months.
Go to our website to learn more. Meanwhile, in a space of just 5 months, 1 million people have downloaded Faith Comes by Hearing's Bible.is app. Bible.is allows users to listen to the Bible and read it at the same time on their iPhones, iPads, iTouches, and Android devices. The app's available in 96 different languages, and people from 166 different countries have used it. You can find it online at Bible.is. Pray that many will use it to lead people to Christ or grow in their faith. And a ministry is making sure young people stay focused on God's calling in their lives. The second Traction Conference, held in Rockland, California, is January 5th through the 7th. Traction 2011 is for today's young people, 18 to 30, designed to provide a platform to strategize, counsel, guide, and connect you with God's passion. Traction will feature 6 general sessions and 70 workshops focused on life issues, world religions, justice, and more. We'll help you get traction at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Time's running out to get your Vision Beyond Borders DVD documentary on the Karen people of Burma. This documentary will help you pray for the Karen people of Burma who are facing unspeakable atrocities every single day. Get your free copies by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.